Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Donnie, Football Friday tomorrow, part-time pump, may or may not be here, Donnie. If he's here, it's going to be awesome. Would you agree?
It would be awesome.
Leading up to a Steelers-Browns rematch? You, me, pump?
No, nothing better, I think. It could be the greatest Donnie Football Friday ever. We have a couple of controversies to sort out. One is the pronunciation of Santa's last name. How would you pronounce it?
Claus.
Okay, then you're with the majority.
Yep.
Couple of us.
I knew that would upset you.
No.
Thank you, Donnie.
Couple of us think Claus, because there's no E on the end. It's just Claus, Santa Claus.
Just a handful of people do. Just a handful.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right?
That's like Troy Gloss, Troy Glaus.
No.
The old baseball player?
Oh, my God. He just made my argument for me. It's not Troy Gloss. It's Troy Gloss. Correct?
That does not stand to reference every single instance of what might be the same type of thing.
It's A-U-S, my friend. It ain't Troy Gloss. This is unbelievable,
yeah,
Donnie,
and some people pronounce their
argument.
I've heard people pronounce Chris Mueller's name differently. Some people call it Mueller.
No,
some people call
it
Mueller.
How about the old baseball
makes it
player?
Any difference?
Did Santa clarify?
Yes, Santa did clarify.
Yeah, when?
Ron, I don't know. Why don't
all
you
the interviews.
Him?
Ron got him.
Ron covered his first ride,
that's right.
I think.
Didn't in the
he?
Rudolph.
At the beginning of time.
There's also another...
We're out here with Santa Claus.
there was a baseball player with the Red Sox about 20 years ago. His last name was spelled like Mulsey's last name, and he pronounced it Miller.
Yeah, but this is a very specific pronunciation. A-U-S is Aus. It's Aus. It's Troy Gloss. I can't believe you just made my argument for me, Donnie. Thank you. It's Santa Claus. It is. I'm right. The other argument is Y108. Which is next door to us?
Yes.
Had two pizzas out on the counter outside the room. To me, food on counter equals
free game for all.
Free game.
Yep.
So I opened it and I took a piece and brought it down here, and then Chris Mack came in and started giving me crap over this. You witnessed that, Donnie.
Yeah, that's absolutely free game if it's put out there.
Like you agree?
I think
limits?
You have to go out there and claim it quickly. I mean, we know how people are in this place. Anytime there's food out here, you can see it right out this window. Anytime we get food delivered on, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, it's like dogs on raw meat.
It's like ravens on roadkill. when the pizza's out here,
yes.
That's not my pizza just because it's on my... Now, he actually ordered his pizza, I think. They ordered two pizzas for themselves, but they were out on the deck. You had a piece, too. Did you catch any?
But I put the disclaimer out there that Chris Mack is allowed to berate me if he sees me taking a piece. But Chris and I are good friends.
All right.
Couple Baldwin natives there.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't feel bad about that either. Donnie, there's lots of things happening. I brought you in for Donnie Football Friday, but you're going to be Donnie Baseball for a moment. Are you ready for this?
Don Mattingly.
He was called Donnie Baseball,
yeah, he was.
Wasn't he?
Donnie, you better be on the right side of this one.
Severino. The Sacramento A's signed this guy. What are they even called? What are they these days? They don't have any money.
I forget. They changed their whole...
They didn't change their whole brand.
They are just the A's.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
they're
like just the A's.
The Oakland Hockey Club?
No, they're just the A's.
It's ridiculous.
No city attached.
It's just going to be the A's baseball team.
Are the Pirates going to let them outspend them? They just spent $67 million?
Three years, 67 for Luis Severino. Really?
Okay.
Is he worth that contract?
Okay. That. All right. The Pirates need some bats. And this brings us to Ken Rosenthal today in The Athletic. He says that Christian Walker, who averages a little over 30 home runs the last three, 4 years, free agent first baseman from Norristown, PA. I don't know why Rosenthal is making that like a significant thing. Like, boy, I'm from Norristown.
Oh, everybody knows about great Norristown.
Yeah, I'd love to play for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Where is it? It's from the eastern part of the state. Oh, he does say that. Why is he even mentioning that? But Walker would be an ideal fit for the Pirates. The problem for the Pirates is that Walker is an ideal fit for a number of clubs, including the New York team that fails to sign Juan Soto. Uh-oh. That ain't good. And he says the idea of the Pirates winning a bidding war with the Mets or Yankees, or any club for that matter, is almost laughable, says Rosenthal.
Well, definitely the New York teams. It's laughable.
So I guess he's actually saying, I thought this was going to lead into something good. He's saying there should be interest there, but there's no way they win a bidding war. Why can't they win one bidding war for one guy? It's not like he's going to be a $100 million player, I don't think. Is he? Or is he?
Ooh. I mean, I think he's a very good player. I mean, a player where if they actually signed that dude, I would probably fall out of this chair if they signed him. Wow. So, like saying that they're interested in a player like that, I mean, that's like, and not to take this isn't meant as a personal shot at limits here, but that's like Austin or any other guy his age or my age.
As soon as you hear that, a personal shot's coming.
Well, it drew my attention.
But it's like, oh, single guy in his 20s is interested in Sydney Sweeney. We'll see who can get her. Like, they ain't going to get Christian Walker. Come on.
What a comparison to make there, Donnie.
Yeah. Donnie.
It's almost as bad as Joe saying we should go on a double date, but oh, wait, you don't have anybody to go with. You know that? Very nice, Joe. Thank you.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, okay. It's all well and good. The Pirates are interested in a really good first baseman, but.
The headline says what I'm hearing about the Cardinals and the Pirates. And then we go all the way down to. Yeah, Pirates might be interested in man, but they can't outbid anybody for him. It's the same old thing.
They'll call back Slam Tana.
Maybe. Probably. Or Brian Reynolds will play first. I don't know. Do you have our picks added up, Limits? No.
No, I got to go back and get yours
tomorrow.
Because you didn't text
them. It's unbelievable.
Picks is tomorrow.
I know, but I wanted to hear who won last week, how we all did.
I probably had a bad one. I always get crushed on those college games. I never get any of the college games right.
Well, Donnie, you had the Steelers, that won. You had the Ravens, though, that lost. You had Cleveland covering, that lost. You had San Francisco.
Horrible pick, Donnie.
You had Buffalo. I had San Francisco. That was terrible. I think we all had Ohio State.
We all. No, somebody picked Michigan.
Did you pick Michigan?
No, we all had Ohio
State. We all had Ohio State. You had West Virginia, Donnie. I did as well, I think. That did not happen. You had Boston College. That did not happen. And you had Penn State against Maryland. That happened.
Not bad, Donnie. You probably broke even.
Wait, what was that? What was the spread in Pitt-Boston College?
4.5.
You lost by 11.
Yeah, I thought you said I had Boston College.
He had Boston College.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, so I got
covered
it.
Limits.
Yeah.
What is happening here?
You had me worried
you
there.
You picked Pitt.
I picked Pitt.
And then Narduzzi said the season was a success.
That's right.
Even though they were 3-5 in the conference after going 2-6 last year, I would have hate to see a failure, wouldn't you?
Joe,
if that's a success.
I gave you a lot of credit last week. It was either Tuesday when I was in for you or on Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah.
How a month ago we had the conversation about if Pitt loses a couple of games but still gets to around 10 wins, like 9 or 10 wins, how would you grade their season? I still would have said that was a good season, but the way it went was just an absolute crater.
Oh.
It fell off a cliff.
7-5?
After 7 games, it fell off a cliff.
Yeah.
And then into a fiery pit.
Then he said it was a success. All right, let's get to the big game in town, Donnie, the revenge game. George Pickens is the lightning rod of the week. They're going to try to get under his skin. They did last time. He wound up going practically into the crowd on the last play of the game and not involving himself in the play. You know, the Bengals, it would appear, took up that mission with the same glee that the Browns did. And they, even though they gave a couple plays to him, they forced him into, they baited him, basically. Is he going to avoid that this week? Is he going to have a big game? Is he going to sign a new contract? Dulac says no this offseason. He's going to go into his final year without a deal.
I think you're running a risk of something major if you don't sign this guy. And I understand that he's a headache. I understand that he's a pain in the ass, and there's something that happens either every week or every couple of weeks.
Others would say you run the risk of running into something major if you do sign him to a contract.
But if you think he is a distraction now, if you think he's a pain now,
yeah.
Imagine that guy going into next season with nothing.
Doesn't that then settle the case not to sign him? I mean, if I have to worry about that, if we're already saying, if you're Omar Khan and I'm Tomlin, we're having this conversation, and you say to me, Mike, you know, we're going to have a big problem on our hands if we don't give George an extension next season. He's going to cause all kinds of problems. If I'm Mike, I say then that pretty much settles it then. Don't sign him. Do we have to constantly worry about this guy and his reaction to everything from the opening play of the game last week with the pick six, where you have to go over and hug him and console him and tell him everything's going to be okay, to everything else? Stop. If he's incapable of coming back next year and playing football for his future with 1 year left on his deal, and he's going to cause problems, then I don't want him.
See, I think he's in a little bit of a different position than what we're used to. It's because the Steelers have no true option on the other side of him. I mean, okay, Calvin Austin having a nice season. He's got no future of being a top-tier wide receiver. Van Jefferson, same thing. Mike Williams goes out there and gets cardio in. He doesn't even get the football thrown his way. Every other time this has happened in the last, 25 years, like Plexico, we'll let him go. We have Hines Ward.
Yeah.
Santonio Holmes, we'll let him go. We have Hines Ward. Mike Wallace, we'll let him go. We have Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
They've always had, AB, we'll let him go now. He's caused so much of a stir. We feel like Juju can fill the void. He really didn't. But they always seem to have at least a pretty good sidekick there that they could lean on if they did let go of that guy. They just don't have that now to me.
But the reality, too, is that you still have one more year on his deal, plus you can franchise him. So you really have control of him for two more years if you wanted to do that. I know the price would be high, all of that, but if you're that desperate, you really do control him for two more years, plus you can find guys at that position.
You have to make sure you do.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like the Steelers draft history with wide receivers, I think it gets a little bit overrated by people. I'm not going to say it's bad. I do think that they have a good history of finding guys, but we always only ever hear about the good ones they find. We only hear about Hines Ward. We hear about Mike Wallace, Emmanuel Sanders, AB, you know, all the guys that go down the line. They got Pickens in the second round, but we don't often hear about Limus Swede or James Washington, or we're not going to hear about Chase Claypool much anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we don't hear about the bad side of that. Those were all second-round picks.
How about the quarterback situation? We're talking Adonis Football here in advance of Adonis Football Friday, and it's gonna be Mardi Gras in here. We're going to have Limits, myself, Donnie, and Part-Time Pomp, I believe, will be here. That's the four horsemen of Notre Dame right there. Or was it the seven horsemen? I can't remember. No, the four. Yeah, it was. We're going to have a hell of a day is the bottom line here. Donnie, get ready for this revenge game. Dulac reports, I don't think Dr. Kornfeder asked him this question, that he thinks Russ is going to settle for around $30 million a year from the Steelers, maybe on something like a three-year deal. That's what he said in his chat. Do you agree it would be that low?
Probably not. I feel like he would ask for higher than that, like maybe 35 or so. But if he's good to go for 30, I'll sign that right now.
He's good to go to 40? Would you sign it?
I would be pretty close to saying yes on that, because here's the thing. That sounds like a ton of money to people. For a quarterback anymore, it's really not. I mean, all you got to do, just do a quick little search and see what quarterbacks make now. To have a guy who's in the top half of the league, and I feel like right now, the way the guy has played, he is in the top half of the league. Now, yeah, he's older. It could fall off a cliff somewhat quickly, but that's why you try to keep it to 2 or 3 years max on that. That's really not a lot of money,
right,
by NFL standards.
I agree with you.
If you go to 30 or even up to 40 million. And we know you have to have a quarterback in this league or else you don't have a chance. You could have a nice roster. You can have a 52-man roster that is awesome from almost top to bottom. But if that top guy, if that quarterback, the 53rd man, is not a good player, then you're duped.
He threw them a lifeline here. They put themselves in a horrible position with a defense that had stars seemingly ready to win. Mike Tomlin went out and drafted Kenny Pickett and hired Matt Canada. Those are the things, and I, you know, from Hard Knocks, you love Tomlin. You have to love Tomlin. But these are the things that, you know, the Michael Silvers of the world or people around the league always seem to gloss over or never mention. Mike Tomlin drafted Kenny Pickett and hired and doubled and tripled down on Matt Canada, which effectively sabotaged any chance the Steelers had to win a championship for 2 years at least. Then he got lucky this offseason, and now he's doing a good job. Credit to him. Believe me, credit to him. Russell Wilson needs to be brought back. There's no plan B. I mentioned that with receivers. You can go out and get guys. You know, a lot of receivers every year in the league. Quarterback, no. They have a guy right now, and I would not hand the reins to Justin Fields next season. I don't trust him at all to be anything other than an average quarterback. This guy is different. He's actually good. He actually brings their offense explosion. They're desperate still for a quarterback after this season, and he's the guy they need. He's the guy they got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not in position to go shopping here.
Yeah, I don't think you should take your chances if you're already seeing good things from Russell Wilson. Unless all of this right now from this time on to the end of the season, it just completely goes downhill, then you maybe reassess things. But let's just say, even if it results in whether or not it results in a playoff win or not, if he keeps playing himself individually at a similar level to what he is right now, I think it's easy.
I think you have a top 10 quarterback in the league if he does that easily.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a top half guy, top 15 to 16 guy in the league, you have to keep those guys around because the Steelers already experienced when that guy goes away, it's not so easy to replace him. They thought Mitch Trubisky to Kenny Pickett would be the answer. It wasn't. You can't take your chance on that again, and we know that they'll never draft high enough to have a true game changer. Like, they're not going to ever be in the top five or ten, so that's out of the question.
Yeah, he would have all the leverage there. I just think that he's probably in a position, having made $300 million and with all the money in his family at the moment, that he might not go for the big contract. But then again, as I said last week with Arthur Smith going back to the college ranks, and that money would be a factor if he decided to do that. Here's the thing about people with lots and lots of money.
They always want more.
Yes.
Yeah.
I found it comical with Smitty last week that people were like, no, he's all good. There's no chance he's going back to college just for more money, or like that wouldn't even be a factor. People who have money want more money. That's the thing.
Yeah, that point usually falls flat with me. I mean, unless the player himself would come out and say, like, I'm willing to take a discount,
yeah,
that should not be assumed. No matter what the position is, no matter how much the guy says he likes being here, no matter how much he says he likes all the other guys in the locker room, there should never be the assumption, well, this guy should take a hometown discount. Why? If you were in that spot, you think you'd want the whole world telling you to take a hometown discount? Hell no.
Yeah.
Go make your money.
Now, it may be with either one of those guys and more like them that they will, that could be a factor. I'm just not assuming that will be necessarily. Donnie Football, getting ready for a Donnie Football Friday here. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie, what has happened with Deontay Johnson? He shows up with a new team, a good franchise that wins lots of games, that has championship aspirations. You would think he would show up there like, hey, whatever you need me to do, you let me know. I'll be ready. And when they needed him, he refused to go into a game. For the Ravens, there was a report out there that when last seen, Deontay was walking backwards near the Inner Harbor, just out for a stroll. I don't know if we can
confirm
that.
Did he drop anything?
Or slip and fall? He was wide open. No, just that he was walking backwards. That's all I got. What happened to this guy? What is he doing? Is there something wrong with him?
I think he is near the end of his NFL career. Now, I don't want to put a guarantee on that because we've seen guys in the past try to work their way out of seemingly good situations and somehow jump up and get to a better one and then all of a sudden be back to the player that they once were. LeGarrette Blount did that here. Melvin Ingram did that here. Even James Harrison, who is a Steelers legend, you know, one of my favorites from my childhood, he did that late in his career and went to the Patriots. So there was some thought of that yesterday when the guys and I discussed this. Like, okay, he already got traded to a team that is a Super Bowl contender. Is there any thought with him, if I can work my way out of here, the Chiefs will pick me up?
Yeah.
Now, I actually think that the Ravens will not allow that to happen because I think the last thing they want will be to let this guy off the hook and then here comes Buffalo or Kansas City signing him and then they lose to them in the playoffs. And
Florio wrote about that too, saying, adding that they would just keep suspending him week by week. The real reason being they have draft pick compensation coming for losing him as a free agent after the season. They want to have him at the end of the year and then let him go so they get the pick.
Correct. And we're already so close to the end that I don't think they will let that happen. But it seems like he's just self-sabotaging himself. He's in a contract season. He gets traded from one of the worst teams in football to one of the better ones with one of the best quarterbacks in the league and one of the best offenses in the league. And now he's refusing to go into games. And it's a game where you'll hear players, you know, maybe if you watch old documentaries or whatever, and you'll hear players talk about big games, regular season or playoffs or Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they'll say things like, if you didn't want to play in a game like this, you didn't have a pulse. That's kind of what that game was on Sunday. That was one of the biggest regular season games on the NFL schedule.
I mean, it's just...
He didn't want to play?
Right. It's unreal. It really is. I've told this story many times that early in his Steeler career, I called up, I think it was his high school coach, and talked about, like, this dude is awesome. Like, almost like it's a you'll never have a problem with this guy situation. And it gets back to Pickens, Donnie, because as soon as Deontay got some money, which was the same as AB. Now, AB had good years after that, but if you listen to people Ryan
Elite
Clark,
years.
You listen to Ryan Clark.
It changed him.
The slide down started as soon as he got his money. And I wonder about that, you know, what would happen with George. With Deontay, it happened, man. It seems like a clear case of he got his money and lost his mind.
He just lost out on probably a whole lot more the way that he's handled this whole last year. And I had to come out last night when I was on and basically go back to while you and I were together for that week during March when that trade happened and how we reacted to it. I was not a fan of it at all at the time because I thought it left a massive hole on the Steelers roster. And I thought, okay, they're getting back what looks to be a middling cornerback who was about to get cut by one of the worst franchises in the league.
Right.
And now here we are 9 months later, and Deontay Johnson is working himself out of football, and Dante Jackson is among the league leaders in interceptions. So, you know, maybe they just got a little bit lucky with it, but it doesn't matter in the end. They nailed it, how they pulled that one off.
The con artist pulled that one off. Donnie, you're a wonderful man. I'll see you tomorrow for a Donnie Football Friday. Would you like to say goodbye to Limits?
I'm excited, Joe. Goodbye, Limits. I'll
goodbye,
see you in
Donnie.
Less than 24 hours.
That's correct.
Did you guys
see
have classes together at Waynesburg?
No, we weren't
too
there
old.
At the same time.
You're too old?
I'm too old.
Yeah. Are you proud of Limits?
I am proud of Limits. I'm always happy to see kids that, even though he didn't start at Waynesburg, he ended there. I like to see where Waynesburg comm folk end up.
It's not how you start. It's how you finish.
Did you hear about his sinus problems?
I could hear it a little bit when I was driving in.
Now, here's the curious thing. He does games like you do, right?
Yeah.
Calls games. He said he was drinking tea and things like that, but wasn't taking any sinus medication, which I found very odd. And then a pharmacist called the show with recommendations. But let's not bury the lead. If you have a sinus problem, wouldn't you take sinus medication, Donnie?
Yeah, yeah, you probably should. You ever use like the Vicks trick too?
They said Mucinex is what I should use.
Sure, something like that.
Yeah, we have that at home.
I do have a dehumidifier in my room.
Yeah, attack it. You got to attack it.
There's a CVS right down the hill. You could hit that on your way home.
Sure could.